Holmes.
Holmes, this is no time for reading the Times. Ooh, Times. Of course, Watson, whatever you say. Oh, come on, old chap. There's 1,001 things to do, and our train leaves soon. Holmes, sometimes I think you don't even want to go on holiday. Holiday? Of course I do. And stop fussing. Mrs. Hudson has performed the chore of packing our cases. They're waiting for us in the hallway downstairs.
Well, why didn't you say so, then? We have everything. We can go.
I thought the whole point of our holiday in Scotland was to go fishing.
Oh, my fishing rods and tackle. I nearly forgot. How did I nearly forget? I must see to them right away.
Again, there's no need, dear chap. Whilst you were having a nap this afternoon, I took the opportunity of collecting all your fishing paraphernalia. They are in a hold-all next to said cases.
So, we can really go on holiday then. I'm panicking for nothing. Well, come on then, man. Let us spend an idyllic few days in my homeland of bonny Scotland in our quiet and beautiful retreat of Loch Lagarth.
Loch Lagarth? We've been there before. Quite a few years ago now.
10 years, I think. But you know that already, and you know now we're off to Loch Lagarth.
I've not forgotten, Watson, but you happen to bring back a memory. I just need to check something in an encyclopedia that's somewhere on these shelves. He rummages through several dusty volumes on the shelf. Ah, here it is. He pulls out and immediately flicks through the pages with some urgency.
Do you have to perform your obscure research right now? We're going to miss our train. Can we go once you've found whatever it is you're looking for?
Agreed. Holmes stops flicking through the book and briefly studies a page. And I've found what I'm looking for.
Which was, as a matter of interest,
the mating rituals of the Central African pygmies.
Pygmies? I did have to ask. I never heard anything so ridiculous.
Holmes almost leaps up. Fetch my deer stalker, Watson. I'll meet you downstairs. He claps his hands impatiently. Hurry up, old boy. Time is of the essence. Holmes leaves the room.
Hurry up? I don't believe it. That's what I've been trying to tell him to do all morning. Now, where is that damn deer stalker?
He searches their Baker Street abode. We hear a crash, a bang, and a thud.
Holmes, what's happened?
He rushes out and down the stairs and finds Holmes stretched out on the floor at the foot of the stairs.
I say, you must have taken a nasty tumble. Are you all right?
I am as fit as one of my fiddles.
What happened?
I fell.
Even I gathered that.
I admit that it was uncharacteristically remiss of me, but I think that some of your excitement of our impending holiday must have infected me slightly. You know, like an osmosis effect. Note, Watson, there's a loose bit of carpet on the edge of that step, which caused my impromptu accident. I've been meaning to ask Mrs. Hudson to attend to it for a few days now.
All very fascinating, dear friend, but seeing as you're apparently unhurt, we really must go. We have a train to catch.
Holmes begins to struggle up.
Here, let me give you a hand.
Ouch! Holmes falls back down.
You're unable to put any weight on your leg. Oh, my, this doesn't look good at all. Right, I'm going to support you properly. Let's get you back upstairs and have a proper look.
Scene 3. Watson examines Holmes' ankle with a look of worried concern.
Oh, the inflammation is unmistakable, as is my diagnosis. You have a badly sprained ankle, my friend, and sadly, doctor's orders are rest and plenty of it. We're going to have to regretfully call off our holiday.
Nonsense, Watson. Admittedly, I can no longer partake of our fishing trip, but there's nothing to stop you from going, dear chap.
Oh, I can't leave you here alone.
Do not concern yourself. Mrs. Hudson will make a more than adequate nursemaid.
Well, I'm not going all that way on my own. Dash it all, Holmes. It wouldn't be the same without you. And in any case, I'll have missed the train by now.
There's a slightly later train you'll still be able to catch, which the tickets should still be valid for. And you're in luck, Watson. The next train is none other than the Flying Scotsman. As for going alone, I agree. You could do with taking someone else to replace me.
You're irreplaceable, Holmes.
It's very kind of you to say, Watson, but I did not mean it literally.
But who could possibly accompany me at such short notice?
There is suddenly a knock at their door, and Inspector Lestrade first pokes his head through the door before coming in.
No, 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 and no. I'm definitely not taking him.